שם, ששם יפתח ויגיד תהיו לסך.
I don't know, and that one I don't know. We're up to Paragimel Pasuk Zion. Paragimel Pasuk Zion.
So we're on page 3.
What?
Part of Kriyashma.
Right, you made this correct, yes. Okay.
Okay, so let's see Pasuk Zayin.
We're going to do Zayin and Ches together. So Pasuk Zayin says the mita of Shloimai has 60 Gibayrim, strong men, mighty men around it, Migibari Yisrael. So Rashi learns over here that we're referring to Mitase Shlishlaimai is the Oyel Mayed and the Arain that they were carrying in the Midbar. That's Mitase Shlishlaimai. That's the Oyel Mayed and the Arain. And the Shishim Gibayim Savivla is the 600,000 Shishim Riboy. The Gibayim Shishim Riboy, the 600,000 of Klal Yisrael that surround and travel with the Oyel Mayed and the Arain. Migibayri Yisrael. So we're saying that 600,000 is not every person in Klal Yisrael. That's only the Gibayre Yisrael, the ones who go out to war, the Yotzei Hatzava from 20 to 60, right? There were many people under the age of 20, many people over the age of 60. That's besides for women, right? 600,000 was only the men between ages 20 and 60. So it's Shishim Gibayrim Savivla Migibayre Yisrael. Now, Kula Machuze Cherev, let's do the next pasuk. Milum de Mechama, they are all ones who are holding on to swords. Milum de Mechama, they are taught how to fight a war. Ish Charbay al Yerechai, a man with his sword on his side. Mipachad Baleilois, from the fear of the night. So Rashi learns Milum de Mechama is referring to Mechamta Shel Torah. The Kulam, all these 600,000, are Achuzei Cherev, Milum de Mechama. They're able to fight the Mechamta Shel Torah. So that's Klal Yisrael. And then he says it's also referring to the Kehanim, who actually are right around the Mishkan, and they are Milum de Mechama B'Seder Avedasam. They know how to do the Avoida. They're very malumed in what they're supposed to be doing, the Seder Avoida. Now he says, what's Ish Charbay al Yerechai? Says Rashi, Klei Zainai Hayu. This is referring to their weapons. What's the weapons of Talmidei Chachamim? Misoires v'simonim shemamidim al yodem es hagirsa v'hamisoira shaloi tishtakach. Rashi learns it's referring to the Misoires and Simonim that people, that Klal Yisrael has, that we are able to keep the proper girsa and misaira in Torah. So these are people who know the Mechamta Shel Torah, and they also able to keep the proper text of what the misaira is, and that's the Ish Charba Yerechai. They have different simanim, they have different things, that they make sure they have the proper girsa. That's why you have in the Gemara, you have those simanim, to remember things sometimes, when you have a bunch of ibayas, you have those simanim. These are ways to make sure that we keep the misaira of the Torah. Mipachad Baleilois. Why do we have that? From the fear of the night. Pen Yishkechu, says Rashi. So we shouldn't forget Torah. V'yavi aleyam tzaris. If we forget Torah, tzaris come. So these people stand, the Talmidei Chachamim, they stand protecting Klal Yisrael by making sure that they have the Mesiris HaTorah goes properly from generation to generation. So that's how Rashi works. Now let's see the guy. So now, we have to remember that this is a continuation of the psukim before, where the Umas Ha'ilam wondered, Mizois Ha'ilam in Amidbar. They had a Pella in Pasuk Vav, they couldn't understand. It was Beinayim Pella, how Klal Yisrael got to such a Madrega. So says the Gain, the Knesset Yisrael is answering the Umas Ha'ilam, and they're saying to them, you're wondering, may ayin zachisi l'chol ha'kavod hazeh, from where was I zoicha to this kavod? So our pasuk says, mitasei shel yishlaimai. You should know that this is, we have the Mishkan. Mitase Shali Shlaimai is referring to the Mishkan. Rashi said the same thing, the El Mayid and the Arain. And the guide says the Mishkan, Hailech Imanu Umisham Hailech Hakal. We have the Mishkan. Again, Mitase Shali Shlaimai, here the word Lishlaimai, and Rashi learned the same way, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mita of Shlaimai means the Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that you find in numerous Midrashim, that it's referring to, Mitasei Shlaimai is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishkan. So Klai Yisrael is answering, you want to know how it happened? Because the Mitasei Shlaimai, we have the Mishkan with us. And from the Mishkan, Hailech HaKal. Now, Shishim Gibayrim Savivla, 60 Gibayrim around the Mishkan. So the Gaon says, it's referring to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin that are always together with the Mishkan. And we find that, we know that, again, the way the Gaon is explaining over here is that we are talking about the Milus of Klal Yisrael, that we have the Shekhinah amongst us, we have the Mishkan with us, as we said in last week's share, the last pasuk referred to things that happened in the Mishkan, the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaKtiris, and the Mizbeach HaChitza, and we're talking about the Milus of Klal Yisrael. Again, like Klal Yisrael's answering, from there is where we were zeichet to all of this kavod that we have that the Ummah Salim can't understand. So the first Milah, one of the Milahs here that Klal Yisrael is saying, is that we have the Sanhedrin with us. Ki Mitzian Teitzei Seira, Chazal tell us, that's referring to the Sanhedrin that sits in the Lishkas Hagazis, Shemisham Yaitza Hara L'Chal Yisrael. Where does Sanhedrin have to sit? Sanhedrin has to sit. Why are Eila Mishpatim? Rashi says, next to the end of Parshas Yisrael, where it talks about the Mizbeach, that you have to put the Sanhedrin near the Mizbeach. Hashra'as Hashchina in Klal Yisrael is from the Mishkan with the Sanhedrin teaching Torah and paskening in the Mishkan. So that is that shutfis of the Mishkan and the Sanhedrin are part of the Hashra'as Hashchina, because Hashra'as Hashchina comes through Torah and through Halacha. And since the Torah and the Halacha are sitting in the Mishkan, that brings the Hashra'as Hashchina to the Mishkan. And that's why Klal Yisrael is starting off when we're talking about why do we have all this? Because we have the Mishkan with the Hashra'as Hashchina. The first thing we say, Shishim Gibarim Savivla, which is the Sanhedrin. Now the Sanhedrin aren't 60. So the Gaon explains, the Sanhedrin were 60. Valeya Masara. And then on top of those 60 were another 10. And he brings psukim from Esther, Shiva, and from other places as well. Shiva Raya Pnei HaMelech, V'gimul Mishayim Rei Asaf, Shehein Ayin. So you have 70. Now the Machlaik is in the Gemara, 70, excuse me, or 71. But the point being here is that there's a concept of 60. There's the 60 main Sanhedrin. And then there's another 10. And the Mefarshim and the Medrash explain, on Shir HaShirim Rabbah, there's a Mefarish called the Yafei Kol. So he writes and he says that the Shishim Gibayrim are the Sanhedrin. Mi Gibayri Yisrael, meaning that there's another set of Gibayri Yisrael, well, he calls it 11, the Gaon said 10, but that's totally in the Machlokes 70 or 71, how many were on the Sanhedrin. And he says, why? Because these 10 or 11 were Yoyser Chashuvim. They were more Chashuv than the other 60. Sheyukulam Shainim Halacha. The Milashim, the Medrash over there of those 10 is that they were, all of them were Shainim Halacha, which the Mefarish, the Yafei Kol says, Sheyayum is asking b'chol Halacha is gamim leibo lifneam lamaisa. They were Isaac in Halachas, even if it wasn't Halacha lamaisa, in order that when the halacha comes in front of them, they don't have to start researching it. They already have the case, because when they learned it, they made the case. That they said the maila of Rav Yashiv, Zechariah Levracha, was that everything he learned, he created cases lamaisa, to paskin them, so that when anyone ever came with a shayla, and there was nothing new to him, he already had paskin it when he learned the sugya. So was this the Chazon Ish? They say with the dateline shayla, when the Chazon Ish learned Rosh Hashanah with the Baal Amar there, so the dateline shayla came to him. He took out his notes. He already had it all there. It was all halacha lemaisa. So that says this mefarish on the medrash. That's the difference between the 60 and the other 10 or 11. That the other 10 or 11 were above and beyond the other 60. I'm sure the other 60 also, when they learned, they weren't just talking about the Sanhedrin. So they knew halacha, and they knew halacha lemaisa too. It wasn't like they just, but there was something, extraordinary about these other 10 or 11 that were above them.
What's
Hasaf
mean?
That's a pasuk over there in the Megillah. That's it doesn't mean. Yeah, like by the door. You know, so the Rishayim of the doors, yeah. It's also Psukim in Yirmiyah as well, and Malachim, other places. So, fine. So that's the 60 Gibayrim Savivla are referring to the Sanhedrin. Now, this Mefarish on the Medrash said, Migibari Yisrael was the other 10 or 11. Right, there were the 60 Migibari Yisrael. The Gaon doesn't say that. The Gaon says Shishim Gibarim Saviv La is the way we refer to Sanhedrin, because the main body was 60. Now, granted, there was another 10 too that made it 70. He doesn't seem to get into why he doesn't say those extra 10 in the pasuk. He's not bothered by that. But then, how does he say Migibari Yisrael? So Migibari Yisrael, he says Min Hagidolim VaHamuvcharim Shebi Yisrael, from the Gidolim and the Muvcharim Shebi Yisrael. Because if we want to understand who the Sanhedrin were, the Sanhedrin had to have a lot of milas to them. The Sanhedrin had to have the milas, and we learned this out from the Psukim in by Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, Anoshim Chachamim, Unavoinim, V'yaduon L'shivteichem, Anshei Chayil, Yirelikim, Soinei Betza, Anshei Emes. There's many, many different milas that the Sanhedrin have to have. And the Rambam paskins that the people of the Sanhedrin have to be Anoshim Chachamim Unavainim, Muflogim Mechachmas HaTaira, Balei Deya Meruba, Yoidim Ksas Mishar Chachamas. They have to know Chachmas, they have to know other things as well. They have to be Miyuchasim Haruyin Lahasi Lekona. They have to be Miyuchasim, who would be roy to marry to Kehanim, and other things as well. And they have to be minuki mikol mume haguf. They have to also not have any physical blemishes. And they have to be bali mara, they have to be bali kaima, they have to be chashiva looking, a whole bunch of different things. So the guy is saying over here, they have to be gedolim. Gedolim pashas means b'chachmas ha-taira. They have to be gedolim in taira. V'hamuvcharim shebi Yisrael. They have to be the muvchar, the choices among klai Yisrael, which means yichos, shleimus haguf. They don't have mumin, midas taivais, all the rest of it. So those are the two things: the gedolim v'muvcharim shebi Yisrael. Number one, chachmas ha-taira, and all the other things also that you need them to have the mile of shleimus. Period, that's referring to the Gibari Yisrael. Okay, now the Gaon says as follows. Kula machuze cherev malum de mochama. And here he says a very, very interesting thing here. And he says like this. He says, what's this achuze cherev? They're holding on to their cherev, malum de mochama. So Chazal tell us that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Yevamos in Sanhedrin says, the Loilom Yiradayin Atzmai, Reb Shimon Bar Nachmeni says, B'Shem Reb Yonason, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, B'Shem Reb Yonason, that a Dayin should always see himself, Kilu Cherev Munachas Loi Bein Yarchoisov, as if there's a sword in between his thighs, Ugehenim Psucha Loi Mitachtov, and under him Gehenim is wide open. Shenemar Hine Mitasai Shalishloima Shishim, Mipachad Balelois, Mipachad Shel Gehenim Shadai Melalaila. That's our pasuk. That's our pasuk. So, says the guy, what are these two things? Vihoinyan, he says, that a Dayan has to be a Baki Beveiz Dvarim. Any Dayan has to be an expert in two things. First of all, Bedin Taira. Obviously, you have to know the halachas. The Hainu, he says, that every din should be klar by him, and he should know things very clearly. He says a funny lashon here, the Gra, which Rebbe the Blib Sarachin, he doesn't understand it, with steers from other places. His lashon is, he should not be a don davar mitaych davar, el akol biyadua mikubul mirabai. He shouldn't extrapolate one thing from somewhere else. Everything he should have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, which is very hard to understand, because really, Adarabba, Bina is mevin davar mitaych davar. That's what a Dayan's supposed to do. Adarabba, he's supposed to go find Sushtels. Of course it has to be a Kabbalah as well, but this concept he's saying that a Dayan can't be a Don Dover Mitaych Dover is very schwer, and to steer it to many other places, not only in Shulchan Aruch and Gemara, to Gain himself is the stira. So, Tzorachian on that part, but the Gain is saying that he has to be a Baki B'dinei Torah. God has to know everything klar. That's Aleph. The Gam Tzorach Liyah is Baki B'Yeshuva Shalolam. But he also has to be a Baki in people and what goes on in the world. He can't just be a Baki in Torah without knowing people. Why? He says because people come in front of him and you have to be able to discern if the person's a Ramai or not. Is he saying something that makes sense or something that doesn't make sense? And this is the Lashon, the Gaon says this in numerous places. We have one place in Chumash that says, Hashoichad Ye'aver Eini Chachamim. It says in Devarim. And shoifed him there. In Parshas Mishpatim it says, Hashoichad Ye'aver Pikchim. What's the difference between a Chacham and a Pikeach? A Chacham is a Chacham in Chachmas HaTorah. Pikeach is someone who's a Pikeach, says the Gaon, B'inyanei Ha'olam. He's able to see what's going on in the world. He's smart. He knows what's going on. He's street smart, as they say. So he's not only book smart in Torah, he also has to be a Baki B'inyanei Olam. And that's what he's saying here also, B'Yeshuva Shel Olam. Why? Because he has to know if they're saying an Emes Ataina in order that he should be able to judge Emes La'amitai. The Gemara tells us any Dayan who judges Emes La'amitai, the truth according to the truth, is Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael. He brings Hashras Hashechina in Klal Yisrael. Another place it says, it's Ki'ilu Nase Shutof La'akadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. So what does it mean, Emes La'amitai? What is Emes La'amitai? Truth according to the truth. What does that mean? So we're going to say, it's Emes La'amitai is like, as true as it could be. But B'maisa, when Chazal say Emes, they only meant like 95%. You have to have Amitai, by the way, it's really true. When we say something's true, so it means about 50%, you know what I mean? Say, yeah, you want to say it's like 80% true, you say Emes La'amitai, right? But Chazal say Emes, it means Emes. So what's Emes La'amitai? So the Gaon says, Emes La'amitai means as follows, the Hainu. She adin Emes, she a tainosam Emes, v'gam La'amito shel Torah. It has to be that you want to judge truthfully according to what their tainas are, and also according to the truth of Torah. What does that mean? If they are going to say sheker, if they say sheker and you don't chap it, so you're going to have a problem. Oz yeah, oy hapsak sheker, oy hadin sheker. Either the psak is going to be sheker or the din is going to be sheker. What does that mean? The psak is going to be sheker, or the din is going to be sheker. So the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that you have to paskin according to the tainas of what the Bali didn't say. That's what you have to do. So if you are not able to see if they are ramoyim or not, and you paskin according to the way they say, but they're not telling the truth, so then the psak is sheker. Why is the psak sheker? Because they didn't say the truth. So you paskin according to what they said, but that's not what the Torah's psak really is here. Elamai, you're going to say to yourself, okay, I can figure out what really went on here. So I'm not going to paskin according to the way they say. I'm going to paskin the way I understand what really happened. You can't do that either. That's yadin sheker. Because a din has to be paskin according to the tainus. So if you want to paskin emes la'amitai, meaning not emes the way they're saying, and not emes the way you think it is, different than they say, because either one of those has an aspect of a problem. You're mechuyev to paskin the way they say, but if you do, that's not really what the Torah said, because it's not what happened. Elamai, you're going to make up what you think really happened or you know really happened, but that's not what they're claiming. That's also wrong because you have to go according to what they say. You can't have your Ruach HaKadosh decide. So if you want it to be Emes La'amitoi, meaning the truth of Torah and the truth of the fee, the din of what they're saying, the way they're saying it, so then you have to be smart enough not only to know the psak according to the Torah, you have to know be able to call them out on a sheker. You have to be able to challenge them and see if they're taka saying things that are true or not. And the halacha really is that if a dayan sees that there's, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama brings it down, Hilchas Dayanus, that if a dayan taka sees that there's a Rama is going on here, and there's no way for him to prove it, but deep down in his heart he knows it, he has to recluse himself. He has to say, you know what, I'm not involved here. I'm not involved, I don't want to pass in the Shaila. Here's the Lashon over here. I think he brings it here. So the point being here, so that's what emes la'amitoi means. So the Gaon says, if you want to pasken emes la'amitoi, you have to be a baki in Torah and a baki in yeshuva shel olam, in the way the world works, to understand what people say. So therefore we have to be mizaris, and you have to warn the dayan that if you want to be a dayan, you want to be on the Sanhedrin for sure, but any dayan has to be careful about both of these things. Now,
not a simple thing.
Not a simple thing at all. No. Yeah, it's very hard, yes. So Zaktagain, what's the schar for this? If you're a baki b'tayra, he says, the schar for being a baki b'tayra is eitz chayim. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. That's referring to the schar of a person who is a baki b'tayra. V'aschar mehamishpat. What's the schar from being a baki in the other half, that you know what people tine and things like that? Sheroya sheyehemes, that he's able to see that these people are saying the truth and they're not lying. Hu Gan Eden. The schar for the second half of Yeshuva Shel Olam is Gan Eden, like it says, Melech b'mishbat yamid aretz. That the Melech with mishbat is yamid aretz. Now, if you look in Mishlei over there, all the Mefarshim, including the Gaon, says aretz means Olam Hazeh. In other words, with mishbat, you make sure there's society. Yamid aretz. If there's no mishbat in the world, everything breaks down. But here the Gaon is being meisiv and saying Eretz means here Eretz HaChayim Shehu Gan Eden. You're zeichet to Eretz HaChayim. This Eretz here is Eretz HaChayim Shehu Gan Eden. So therefore, if the schar of being a baki b'Torah is Eitz Chayim, and the schar of being a baki in the mishpat part is Gan Eden, so if you are over on this, so it's lehepich. The Hainu, instead of having the Eitz Chayim, you have the Charbay Shel Malach HaMavis. You have the Cherev of the Malach HaMavis. And the opposite of Gan Eden is Gehenim. V'zehu, so that's what the Gemara means, that a Dayan, when he's judging, has to view Cherev Munachas Loi Bein Yarchoisov. That's the Cherev of the Malach HaMavis. Meaning, if you are not a baki b'tayra and you're not zoicha today tachayim, you're going to get this cherev. So be careful, have this fear of the cherev in front of you and make sure you know the halacha. And what about being a baki in yeshuva shalaylam? That's gehenim suchalay mitachtav. The dayan has to also always view gehenim under him, because if he's a baki in yeshuva shalaylam and he's able to make sure they're saying the MS, we said he's zoicha to Gan Eden. And if he doesn't, so he gets gehenim. So a dayan, well, the way we tell him, make sure you're baki in Torah and in people, is we tell him, always look as if there's a cherev in front of you and a gehenim below you, because that's the einish of those who are not a baki in Torah and not a baki in yeshuva shalayla. Now, he continues and he says, the lashon of the pasuk here, is brings like swords and kula machuzei cherem lum de mechama ishchar ba yirecha mipachar ba leilois. So he says, for melchama also you need two things. When it comes to war, you need two things. Number one, you need klei zayin. You need your weapons when you go to war. And number two, even if you have weapons, imeni idea tachsise melchama, if you don't know strategy, if you don't know the strategy of the enemy, again, yeshuva shalaylam, you don't know who you're dealing with, you don't know what they're doing, and you don't know how to outflank them or whatever you're going to do, outsmart them, right? So you can have all the weapons in the world, nothing's going to work. He says those are similar to the two things that the Dayan needs. He needs to be a Baki Batira, that's his clay Zion, that's the weapons. He also has to be a Baki B'Yeshuva Shalaylam, that's the Tachsisa Mocham. He's got to look at the enemy, not the enemy, but he's got to look at the people he's dealing with and figure out what their strategy is and if they're saying the Emes or not. So that's the end of the Pasuk. Or the next Pasuk has, Kulam Achuzei Cherev, that means all of these Sanhedrin, they're Achuzei Cherev. They're Beki and Betaira. They have the Cherev Shal Taira. Umalum de Mochama. And they also know the Tachsisei Mochama. They're Beki and Beyeshuva Shal Olam. That's how we're referring to the Sanhedrin here. In these two aspects, they have their weapons. And they also know the strategy of Yeshuva Shal Olam. Now he continues and he says, Ish Charbay Al Yerecha. He says, because if a person has a weapon, but he doesn't use it, right, it's like he keeps his weapon at home, right? He keeps it, so it's not going to help him anything. So ish charba yerecha, when you have the cherev on your yerech, that means you're ready to use it. You have your hand there, ready to use it. And also the same thing with the strategy. If you know all the strategy in the world, but you don't implement it, it's not going to help you anything. So therefore, the pasuk says not only are they achuzei cherev melum de mochama, not only they're bikiyim in Torah and in tachsisei mochama, and they're bikiyim in yeshuva shalaylam, but it's ish charba yerechai. Well, number one, they taka use their Torah; they're using their swords, meaning royin sheyadin bar lifsek aysai. They make sure that they know the halacha and they have it, and they use their Torah. Mipachad valeilois, and they're also afraid of the fear of night. That's Yeshuva Shalaylam, that's the Gehenim that they're afraid of, that they make sure to use their Tachsisei Mochama to make sure that the Baledin are not saying Sheker, so that they could Paskin Emes La'amitah. So that's how we describe here, and this is a very important thing. It's Bechal, every person has to know this in life. Person has to know in life. And it's the Bali Musa, so to speak, they taka. They talk about when you fight the Yetzirah also. When you fight the Yetzirah, as Sharm talks about it, and the other, Gain talks about it in numerous places as well, is if you don't know the enemy, you can't fight the enemy. You could have all the Torah in the world, you have all the Musar in the world, but if you don't know the strategy of the Yetzirah, he's going to win. So a person has to also understand how the Yetzirah works to be able to fight it. And Lamaisa, it comes out over here, a very interesting thing. Comes out halacha lemaisa in the Gain, halacha lemaisa, that there's this aspect of knowing yeshuva shalaylam that a dayan needs to know. Right before we talked about the Rambam says all the list Sanhedrin has to have. He has to know all these things, but this knowing of yeshuva shalaylam, the Gain is saying, is integral. And lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says that a dayan has to be a yari elikim. Chacham v'navoin v'yodeya heitiv v'havoyas ha'olam. He's got to know what's going on. Then he's able, atsheyetze emes la'amitai. So you see, he's throwing this in, and the Gain is saying that this is integral to paskening emes la'amitai, is you have to know how to be able to read people, and you have to know what's going on. And you have to know the sugyas. It's not just enough to know the sugyas of halacha. You got to know the sugyas of what the people are talking about. Got to know the business aspect a little bit. You have to be able to hear if it's the time to make sense or it doesn't make sense. And that's part of being a dayan. And just to end off, so the Gain says that in this pasuk, we have four milas in this pasuk. We have achuzei cherev melum de mechama, ishchar b'yerecha mipachar b'aleilois. And the pasuk before, we said, hinei mitasei shel ishloimai. He counts that as one. Shishim gibar misaviv lo as two, mi gibar yisrael as three. So memeli, you have seven milas that it talks about negeya to a dayan here. Seven different milas. And that's keneged the seven milas that Moshe Rabbeinu also picked in Dayanim. Anshe Chayil, Yerlikim, Anshe Emes, Oinebetza, Chachamim, Nevainim, V'yiduim. Now, they don't match up to each other. They don't match up to each other because over there in that pasuk, Over there in that pasuk, when it talks about all those different minas, chachamim, nevoinim, yiduim, soine betza, you're like him. Our pasukim aren't meramas to any of that. The guy's saying he's just saying you see the number seven. That you see, when it comes to Dayanim, there's a concept of seven milas. Having seven milas. The seven milas, you look in Chumash what the seven milas are. The remez to the seven milas is that there's seven different descriptions we use for Dayanim here. What these descriptions in our pasuk are talking about, the guy can explain what it's talking about. Two things. Baki b'tayra, baki b'yishuv b'shalaylam. But the number seven, you see, is integral because Moshe Rabbeinu had seven milas that he was looking for personally in each dayan, his midos and his milos. So that's what the number seven is meramis. So that's what this pasuk here is referring to. It's referring to Sanhedrin and a dayan, and like we're saying, this is the shvach of Klal Yisrael, that the dayanim are around the Mishkan, because when you have the Torah emerging from the Mishkan, that brings Shechina, Kimitziah, and Teitzei Torah. That brings the Shechina, and that's the beginning of the answer to the Umas Ha'olam. They want to know where this Ashras HaShechina is coming from. We'll tell you, we're starting off. We have a Mishkan, and we have Sanhedrin, and that Shutvis brings Ashras HaShechina to Klal Yisrael. He counts...